Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on OM Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at lower ego vulnerability and difficulty forming close, loving, and connective relationships with our family members and friends when this is operating in our life. Vulnerability brings a lot of difficulty recognizing our weaknesses and imperfections into relationships with loved ones, particularly our spouse or partner. A vulnerability in which people also keep distance from their emotions so they don't have to get close to them and their weaknesses and imperfections. But before we go deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy that's affecting relationships with our family, friends, and coworkers, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting our efforts to achieve and to become successful, to experience a sense of meaning to our life, and getting on with our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth, while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV masquerading as truth. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio. Our show today will begin or continue to focus on forming close, loving, and connective relationships involving family and friends, which you've taught me is an important area of life that impacts the quality of our lives and our ability to live the best version of ourselves. Unfortunately, many people, probably most, are getting less rather than more out of the relationship they could have with their spouse or partner, their children, their siblings, and other loved ones. The less is often due to a lack of healthy communication, compromise, compassion, and creativity, blocking what could have been a better relationship between oneself and loved ones. How often have you heard in a failing or failed relationship, "We just couldn't communicate"? That seems to be the number one complaint or explanation that people often give when things just don't work out. The nature of our ego energy and what it was doing to the quality of our ability to communicate, to compromise, to express and receive compassion when needed, and to create within the relationships in ways to solve the inevitable problems that come to all relationships was unrecognized. Each of them are tools that can be brought to bear in working through these surface issues. But that's not what's happening when ego energy is unhealthy and imbalanced. Have you noticed how often people say, "We fight over stupid stuff," and keep doing that? Well, it's not because they're stupid. It's because their ego is making them stupid and distancing them from the tools that we can use to build close, loving, and connected relationships. Each of the tools that can be used to help small problems stay small problems or over with, done with, rather than becoming bigger problems as they often do, or preventing the unresolved problem pile from building up. These were not being used or being used very often. Have you noticed how people often repeat the same problems in new relationships or across relationships? What's the constant? They are. And more specifically, their unchanged ego energy. Again, during today's show, we'll be looking at the impact of lower ego vulnerability on forming close relationships with loved ones. People with lower vulnerability are often difficult to be in a relationship with, particularly a longer-term relationship. They often lack the healthy amounts of emotion that can push them to recognize their weaknesses or imperfections or vulnerabilities that are playing out in the relationship. Emotions such as anxiety or anger, guilt or love that can positively influence the way they communicate, facilitate needed compromise, express and receive compassion, and contribute creatively to the growth of the relationship aren't seemingly available. They are often emotionally absent in a relationship, even if they are physically present. They have difficulty reaching out emotionally to loved ones and recognizing the emotional needs of loved ones. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Millions? Yes, millions of people experience these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the loner, the logician, the inattentive person, and even the sociopath that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms which indicate if a lower ego vulnerability energy and voice is talking to and through you in your life. I'm going to be talking about a few here, but there are many more in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid. But here's the first symptom. you have difficulty saying loving words and making loving gestures toward loved ones. People with lower vulnerability have trouble being able to tell people kind, loving, warm words or engaging in or initiating loving gestures toward loved ones. Here are some questions connected to this symptom to see how it fits. Does it feel odd or strange to say something warm, sensitive, or loving? People with lower vulnerability are very uncomfortable engaging in these kind of activities. Does it feel uncomfortable to hug or to kiss loved ones or to receive their hugs and kisses? You know, this whole idea of experiencing and interacting in this kind of sensitive and loving way is uncomfortable for people with lower vulnerability, even to the point that they may experience a sense of stiffness within their body that occurs. I am reminded when I've watched this show, which The Big Bang and Sheldon Cooper, how often when people interact with him, and particularly on a physical level, that stiffness and that almost aversion of his face to the other person's face was being reflected. Another question, does there have to be a good reason for you to be loving? That is, it almost has to be something that you allow yourself to justify, that you give yourself permission to engage in, rather than being something that's spontaneous. So that's the first symptom with some of the questions that can lead you to better know whether this is happening for you. Here's the next symptom. You have difficulty recognizing, acknowledging, and sharing your feelings with loved ones. People with lower vulnerability experience that kind of difficulty, have difficulty acknowledging or knowing the feelings that they're experiencing or being able to share them, particularly with loved ones. So here are some more questions for that symptom. Do you have difficulty talking about what makes you afraid? This ability to share some of the fears that you may be experiencing. Do you have difficulty talking about what makes you angry? Again, the feelings of anger that you might be experiencing and being able to talk about them. Do you have difficulty talking about what makes you feel guilty or makes you feel guilt? Again, another important emotion that it's important to be able to be connected to recognize, to acknowledge, and be able to share at the appropriate times and places. In a way, do you have difficulty feeling fear, feeling anger, feeling guilt, and feeling love? This is at a very basic level. You can't acknowledge a feeling or share a feeling that you don't know you're experiencing. So people with lower vulnerability often have difficulty feeling fear. I've talked to people in my clinical work who have said, I just can't feel fear. Maybe I should, but I just can't. And all the other emotions, certainly guilt is one of those emotions that we often see for people with low vulnerability. They have a difficult time making connection to the guilt emotion that they may be experiencing, even after they have done something that is wrong or has been hard on somebody else. So those are some of the questions connected to that second symptom. I'm going to talk about another one. You often speak to your partner or children in a cold, insensitive, or blunt manner. People with lower vulnerability often, when they're communicating, can go to a place where they talk to people in seemingly cold, harsh, insensitive ways. It's as if the emotion that we use to cue us, to temper our expression of our thoughts, particularly maybe we're upset, doesn't exist at this time for this person. So some questions. Do you say things that can be harsh without realizing it? Other people maybe around you were thinking, wow, that was pretty mean. That was pretty harsh. And that was pretty hard on that person. But the person with lower vulnerability can't seem to register it. Do you have difficulty realizing the emotional impact they are having? Meaning, are you able to empathize with the person on the other end of your words to understand that this can really be a hard thing for them to have heard from you in the way you said it? do you minimize their impact? Do you kind of, maybe you do realize that the words were tough, they were hard, they were mean or harsh, but you kind of interpret it as, oh, people shouldn't be that upset about that. That really wasn't a big deal. Or do you have difficulty walking in their shoes? That's the empathy, feeling what they could be feeling in response to what you're experiencing or what you're sharing with them. And do you engage in teasing? And or do you fail to get how destructive you're being? Sometimes people engage in what I call mean teasing, meaning they are saying some things that are very hard and difficult, and they think they're being funny. They think they are, in some respects, being good-natured, but they don't realize that it's actually quite harmful and very difficult for the person, their loved one particularly, to be kidded in that way, that they're not taking it the same way that they are taking it. So these are a few of the symptoms. When we return from our first break, I'm going to share one more before we go on to talking about reflections of ego stupidity. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OWN Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OWN Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OWN Times endeavor. Host your show with OWN Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OWN Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue by looking at one more symptom of lower ego vulnerability before we go on to talk about reflections of ego stupidity. So the next symptom is you often stress being very logical and rational when dealing with matters affecting yourself or loved ones. There's people with lower vulnerability are very much into looking at things from a very logical, rational, reasonable way when they interact with loved ones, particularly maybe in areas that may be more stressful or challenging. They seem to leave out, they can't incorporate an emotional piece to the way they are working with or understanding what is taking place. So here are some questions. Do you run things through what I call a logic filter, that whatever is happening, whatever people are doing or experiencing, has to make sense? It has to be rational. It has to be logical for you to work with it, to understand the other person. Does everything you think or feel or do involve involving loved ones have to make sense. Again, this is this whole overemphasis in some respects on our ability to think logically and rationally and understanding what is taking place. In the world that we live in, there are places where parts of our humanity don't subscribe to things being that way, that there's an emotional part of what is taking place that also has to be accounted for. But unfortunately, people with lower ego vulnerability often are overlooking that or missing that in the way they work with and interact with their loved ones. So does everything have to make sense, everything that you feel or everything that you do? Now, this is going back to the lower vulnerability person's own self. So they, does everything they do, you know, what they think has to make sense. It has to be rational. Whatever they're feeling, if they're feeling a certain emotion, they have to have a reason for why they're feeling it. Instead of just letting it flow and kind of trying to understand it from a different vantage point, it has to make sense. Or the things that they engage in or do all have to make sense. So do you have trouble being spontaneous? People with lower vulnerability have a lot of trouble being spontaneous. They just, you know, spontaneity involves some permission and freedom to not be logical or sensible, just to maybe let go and let your emotions be the guiding force between what's going on with you. When I think of another person you've often seen or in the more distant past, Mr. Spock on Star Trek was sort of like that, the kind of person who always had to make sense. It had to be logical. So those are some of the symptoms that can give you some sense of whether this energy is operating within your life. We're going to go ahead and talk now about some of the reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a lower ego vulnerability of a person's ability, that is, to form these close, loving, and connected relationships. These are some of the various ways that the absence of emotions and the distance from one's weaknesses and imperfections and vulnerabilities can show up in relationships with loved ones. And some of these can seem strange or weird, wrong or funny or inappropriate, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with lower vulnerability, it often leads them to engaging ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, particularly those involving the growing of relationships, of close relationships, which we're looking at today. And it can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal when they aren't. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal, as I refer to it, that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism that the lower vulnerability person is looking through to see what's going on, to see what's taking place. They're intelligent, they're spiritual, they're imperfect, and they're mentally stable people. But they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their ego energy, the lower ego vulnerability energy. And unfortunately, they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy leading to the symptoms and ego stupidity that's taking place. And they can do this healing with the use of ego medicine, consisting of knowing what ego is and what it's not, something I cover in all of my books and one of the earlier programs I spoke about. You might want to check that out if you want to look at that particular contributor in more detail. Also, tuning into our ego energy, being able to get closer to the energy and finding out how much ego power, how much ego vulnerability, how much ego flexibility is operating within our ego energy. I've referred to them as sort of the volume level. And then the third contributor is being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, the ones that we created as a result of the ego energy flowing into our mind, our ego mind, if you will, with those that are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. And the next part of our program today is going to focus on this third contributor, looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality, the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with lower vulnerability often bring into their close relationships with loved ones. And here is the first one. Showing my emotions and feelings to loved ones makes me weaker to them. Again, showing my thoughts or showing my emotions and my feelings, sharing them, letting them see them, makes me weaker to them. That's the kind of thinking that goes on for those people with lower ego vulnerability. This is a non-reality-based thought that often equates having feelings with being weak, unfortunately. Having our feelings is another way of being weak. This is non-reality-based thinking that suggests we must keep distance from our emotions, that there's a need to stay at a distance from our feelings, which is non-reality-based because that is part of who we are. That's part of our humanity. Those emotions, they are very healthy and important to being a healthily functioning person. And this is non-reality-based thinking that misses the strength of being connected to expressing one's emotions. This is something I think more people are learning, that there's a tremendous amount of strength, and partly that is because it's connected to our design. We were designed to experience emotions, and we were designed to express emotions. So telling ourselves something that is the opposite of that is a non-reality-based thought. And this is a non-reality-based thought that encourages us to keep distance from our humanity. Keeping distance from our humanity is something that's taking place when we are telling ourselves that emotions and feelings being shared with loved ones is making us appear to be weaker to them. When your ego vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that showing emotions is reflective of strength and that people can see that strength. But until then, when you're thinking that showing emotions and feelings to loved ones is making you weaker to them, well, that's your ego making you stupid. The next reflection. My loved ones don't need me to be warm and loving. Again, my loved ones don't need me to be warm and loving. This thought that's not an important part of who you are that they need to experience. That's a non-reality-based thought. Reflective of ego stupidity, and people with lower vulnerability often experience that thought. This is a non-reality-based thinking that says that they don't need the emotional or loving side of you. In actuality, they really do. This is non-reality-based thinking that says they aren't missing the emotional, loving side of you. As if that doesn't matter. And that's very unfortunate. That's something I remember being a very big part of the way children were raised back in the baby boomer generation. It seemed like the role of being the loving parent was more so the more closely loving and more immediately loving role was that of the mom, whereas dads were often not necessarily required or asked to share themselves in that kind of way. And that was very unfortunate that a lot of young people were experiencing that kind of relationship. This is non-reality-based thinking that says your emotional absence isn't creating harm or distance in the relationship. The idea that, again, this is not important, this is not significant, this is not needed, all of that is non-reality-based thinking. That fathers as well as mothers are important to their children in the relationships as they are growing. And one doesn't substitute for the other. And this is also non-reality-based thinking that says other loved ones can substitute for you. Sometimes people with lower vulnerability give themselves an out or I don't have to work on that. I don't have to communicate those thoughts or feelings, particularly warm, loving feelings toward my children because somebody else is doing that for me. So when your ego vulnerability is healing, you realize your loved ones need you to be the warm, loving version of yourself. But until then, when you're thinking that my loved ones don't need me to be warm and loving, well, that's your ego making you stupid. The next reflection is that I'm incapable of being warm and loving. a lot of times people with lower vulnerability are so used to not expressing and connecting to their feelings of love and warmth that they just convince themselves in some ways that they can't be that person, which isn't true. They're just not being that person now. And maybe there's something getting in the way, or they're being that person that I talk about in my books. This is non-reality-based thinking that often confuses incapacity with inability at the present time. They're not the same thing. Just because you're not able to do it at the present time doesn't mean you don't have the capability to do it. This is non-reality-based thinking that often misses the basis for your perceived incapacity. In my book, Ego Therapy, I talk about something called secondary low ego vulnerability. And this is the idea that sometimes people turn off or distance themselves from their emotions from a psychological basis. For some people, it happens because of some sort of victimization or abuse that has led them to think that feelings and emotions are very dangerous and difficult and scary, and it's better to stay at a distance from them. So they kind of build a psychological wall. I think others are maybe socialized into this idea that I'm incapable, because many young people, particularly males, were trained, particularly in the generation I grew up in, to keep their distance from their emotions, that it was unhealthy, it was unquote manly to be there. So they often did that, and it became so well practiced. It was like a muscle they had, but they did never use. There was an atrophy of this part of who they are. Also, this can often be a non-reality-based thought that misses a lot of the, I call it hidden love, that there's a lot of loving things going on, maybe more from a distance. People are doing lots of loving things, like parents who go to work regularly and support their kids and provide protectorship, as I might call it, are often engaging in loving behaviors, but they're more from a distance. They're not as immediate, but there's still love there. They're just out of touch with it. But until then, when you're thinking that I'm incapable of being warm and loving, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to share one more reflection before we go ahead and talk about insights, and that is that my coldness or insensitivity or bluntness aren't affecting relationships. People with lower vulnerability often dismiss, even if they're aware that their words may be kind of challenging or difficult or cold or reckless, that's not having an impact on their relationship with their spouse, their husband, wife, or children. And this is non-reality-based thinking that misses the emotional impact that you're having on your relationship with loved ones. You're totally missing it. You're, in a way, clueless as to what's going on at this level. This is non-reality-based thinking that leads you to think, I don't have to work on this. I don't have to fix it. I don't have to make it better. This is non-reality-based thinking that misses the psychological harm that maybe you're doing to your spouse or partner, the emotional neglect, or maybe the psychological abuse that actually may be coming through. You know, some people are more delicate, and it could be doing a lot of harm that you don't even realize you're doing because you're looking at them through your own way of looking at things and seeing things and almost suggesting they should be taking this the way I'm taking it. So when your ego vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize the damage that you are doing to relationships and loved ones with the nature of the way you interact with them, and particularly when it's difficult and blunt and insensitive. But until then, when you're thinking that your coldness and insensitivity are not affecting relationship, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Now we're going to go ahead and talk about some ego insights. These are, I want to offer some of them to, in specific insights connected to those symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty forming these close relationships. These insights are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties forming these loving relationships. And here's the first insight. Your lower ego vulnerability voice is leading you to hide your feelings from yourself and loved ones in order to keep distance from your weaknesses, your imperfections, your vulnerabilities. In totality, your humanity. So your lower ego vulnerability voice is leading to getting distance from your humanity, which could come by way of knowing and experiencing your feelings. In a way, your feelings have become like an enemy because they're a doorway to learning some things about yourself that you don't want to know. For example, that maybe you're less strong or less or more vulnerable and more weak than you want to think that you are. This is a voice that's keeping you at a distance and out of touch with who you really are. And that you are falsely falsely looking at yourself as a more stronger person than you are, rather than a healthily strong person who has weaknesses and imperfections that are part of their humanity that they have come to accept. And you're unable to truly know yourself in the midst of this ignorance. You're unable to know yourself. When you fully awaken, you'll be able, and you fully awaken egoically, you'll be able to see all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll continue to look at some of the ego insights as well as the impact of ego on our spiritual wellness when lower vulnerability energy is operating. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Own Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue talking about some ego insights before we finish up the program today by looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. Here is the second insight. Your lower ego vulnerability voice is leading you to build an emotional wall or barrier that's preventing you from getting closer to loved ones and they to you. Again, this wall, this block between yourself and others, I call it an emotional wall because in the realm of our emotions and our feelings, we're not being able to share them, recognize them, acknowledge them, and we're not particularly receptive to those of our loved ones. So it's really going in two directions. This is a wall preventing you from ever experiencing a close, loving, connected relationship. If this wall remains up, this is going to be an obstacle to being able to engage in those very important, connected, loving experiences that could take place with your husband or wife or partner, and with your son or daughter, your brother or sister. And this is, to me, very tragic. I see it a lot when people are just at a distance, and it stays at a distance. And part of what's happening here is in order for you to stop building it or to remove it, you must come to know it exists. You have to know that this wall, this emotional wall, as I'm referring to it, is something you're building, and it's there. And it's going to be something you're going to need to remove in order for things to move in a direction that allows you to experience the best of life and the best of yourself. This wall I'm talking about, you're building this wall to create a false image of strength that people can often see through. I think of it as more like a glass wall because, you know, they can actually see what's going on with you, although you can't necessarily see it for yourself. And you're building this wall to experience an unneeded greater sense of being safe. The wall is about you being safe. And you may think that the wall is about making you safer from the outside world, but in actuality, it's a wall intended to make you safe from yourself. All of those weaknesses and imperfections and vulnerabilities that you do not want to make contact with. That's what the wall is doing. And when you fully awaken egoically, you'll be able to see all of this. The next insight, your lower vulnerability voice stops you from seeing the impact of your emotional absence on loved ones. It's as if you this isn't registering that you're emotionally absent, and it's blocking you from seeing how this affects other people. You're missing how much they are missing the warmth of words or thoughts or gestures that you could give to them, how much, you know, you're failing to do that, and that they're missing that from you. You're missing how important of or discounting the importance of doing this. You're telling yourself sometimes that they don't need that. It's not that important. But as I said earlier in the program, you're extremely important in this. In a way, as I said, you're loving from a distance, not close up. I think of a personal example of this involving my father, who was one of those men who didn't say a whole lot on an emotional level to me. Many men of that generation did not do that. I can remember him. I don't remember him ever telling me. He never spent time doing a single individual thing with me over the course of my life, and he never initiated a kiss with me. But that wasn't abnormal, but it was still not helpful, and it wasn't healthy. I think he missed out being able to experience that warmth and love and that connection to me. We both missed out. But that's an experience I think a lot of that unfortunately men have experienced or encountered that I hope they will learn isn't good for them. In some ways, you sometimes hear fathers saying to their sons and daughters something on the order of, you know I love you, rather than actually being able to say the words, I love you. I remember having experienced that with my father and realizing as I went into my 20s that I'm not going to wait for him to do that, so I'm going to do it to him. I'm going to show him that I love him. I'm going to, I started kissing him on the cheek when I would say hello or goodbye rather than ever waiting for that to happen. It wasn't necessary for me to wait for that to happen. All right, I'm going to share, and I guess when you fully awaken egoically, you'll be able to see all of this that I'm talking about here. One more insight. Your lower vulnerability voice prevents you from seeing the inappropriateness of having loved ones justify their feelings if they don't seem rational or logical to you, making them justify, explain themselves. You're missing the wall you're building when you're questioning the loved one's feelings on the grounds they have to make sense to you, this questioning that you're engaging in. You're missing the wall that you're building when you're dishonoring their right to have their feelings, even if they don't make sense to you. You're, in a way, telling them they don't have the right to have these feelings, and you're dishonoring them, even though you don't know it. In a way, you're missing the way you're invalidating loved ones when they are experiencing something connected to who they are. And you're missing the way you're telling loved ones, I don't want to hear about your feelings unless I agree with them. So there's a lot of things that are going on here that connect up with your lower ego vulnerability voice. When you fully awaken egoically, you'll be able to see all of this. These are just some of the reflections. There are more in my book, as I said. We're going to go ahead now to talk about ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. We're looking at how lower vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to forming these close, loving, connective relationships. In a way, we're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of our forming these close, loving, connective relationships, each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. And here are some examples of ego's impact. We'll start with being the love God is. People with lower ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and forming loving relationships with family and friends when difficulties recognizing weaknesses and imperfections and vulnerabilities that are existent within their humanity are impacting the sharing of unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love in these relationships. Your divinity doesn't involve gaining distance from the weaknesses and imperfections and vulnerabilities within your humanity when you are participating in communication, in compromise, in compassion, and with creation needed for growing healthy relationships with loved ones. When your lower vulnerability places conditions on the usage of these tools, you're not being the unconditional love God is towards yourself and them. When your lower vulnerability is undermining opportunities for the use of these tools with loved ones, due to keeping distance from your humanity, you're not being the connective love God is towards yourself and them. When your lower vulnerability is burdening you with keeping distance from your humanity and loved ones, an emotional distance, you're not being the unburdened love God is, again, towards yourself and them. And when your lower vulnerability is limiting the amount of love you give to yourself or others in order to keep distance from your humanity and loved ones, you're not being the unlimited love God is towards yourself and them. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and forming loving relationships when distance from their humanity, including their emotions, leads to dishonoring and disrespecting loved ones within the communication, compromise, compassion, and creation taking place. Your divinity involves welcoming the opportunity for full participation and using each of these tools as you honor and respect what you and loved ones have to contribute to loving relationships, despite the weaknesses existent within your humanity. When your lower vulnerability is leading you to honor or dishonor and disrespect loved ones within your communications with them, in the service of distancing you from the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity, as well as your emotions, you're not being the light God is towards yourself and loved ones. When your lower vulnerability is leading to finding difficulty with compromises and solutions that honor and respect your needs and those of loved ones, in order to keep distance from your humanity, you're not being the light God is towards yourself and loved ones. And when your lower vulnerability is leading you to fail to honor and respect your and loved ones' needs for empathy and compassion, you're not being the light God is towards yourself and loved ones. And also, when your lower vulnerability is stopping you from welcoming and honoring your contributions or those of loved ones that can contribute to growing the relationship, you're not being the light God is towards yourself and loved ones. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, or another I have failed to mention. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and forming these close relationships when their healing and transformation is being weakened by inability to participate fully, meaningfully, and authentically within relationships involving loved ones. It's built upon human and divine truth playing out within the relationship. Your divinity involves healing and transformation, in which the truth of who you and loved ones are is being fully represented, acknowledged, and respected, including areas where there is needed growth. It involves healing and transformation in which healthy relationships with your loved ones serve as an opportunity for this to take place. When difficulties with recognizing your weaknesses and vulnerabilities and imperfection are standing in the way of communicating truth with loved ones, you're not being the energy God is. When your difficulties with recognizing the true nature of your humanity are getting in the way of bringing truth into developing meaningful compromises with loved ones, you're not being the energy God is. When your difficulties with being fully connected to your humanity are distancing you from sharing truth and understanding towards genuine compassion for yourself and loved ones, you're not being the energy God is. And when your difficulties with accepting your weaknesses and vulnerabilities are distancing you from seeking truth and understanding, which welcomes creation and contributions from yourself and loved ones, you're not being the energy God is. When all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego vulnerability and difficulty forming a close, loving, connected relationship with our loved ones, give some thought to the symptoms, the ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You're a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.